podcast, the number one podcast in waffle stomping. I'm Aaron, the artist of the Obscure Gentleman.
Hey, explain what waffle stomping is.
Yeah, you better explain that
shit. Waffle stomping is when you take a dump in the shower, and then you step on it, and you press it down the grate.
Wait, didn't I make that up?
No. I first heard it from him.
That's an actual term.
Yeah, but I never called it that, but...
Who's going waffle
stomping? It's a dictionary.
Have you done that?
It's a dictionary.
What's the difference between an actual term and a non-actual term? This one is actual.
Because the official term for pooping in the shower and shoving it down the drain...
It's called being a hobo.
No, they don't take showers. So that doesn't make any sense.
You're waffle stomping it because of the grate?
Well, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
I mean, that's not the part I don't get. It's the unofficial, unofficial...
That's the term.
Okay, so you're Aaron the artist?
I'm the artist.
Oh, shit.
All right, then Travis, what are you?
Who else is here?
If he's the artist, what are you?
I'm the rapper.
Yeah.
What?
No. That's a reference to the title of the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince album. He's the DJ, I'm the rapper.
Oh, shit. That blew my mind.
You didn't get that?
No, I did not.
Wow.
Was it because it's not an official word?
It's not an official saying? What is it?
Not official.
Anyways, yeah, so I'm Travis, and right now, no boner.
Yeah.
But Twizzlers.
Nick's drunk, by the way, in case you're wondering.
Again? The second week in a row?
Why would they be?
Jesus, you lush?
Man. Hey, you know what? That was 10 minutes ago.
Whoa.
Now you're time traveling?
If you're time traveling, I hope you kill Hitler's baby.
No, he'll make out with Hitler. That's what he'll do.
Just tell her to look out the window.
I don't know what that was, but Travis just said.
All right, so Travis, he's the DJ. All right.
This is Abe. I'm here too.
This is Yama, and Red Lobster shrimp is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
That's just.
This is Jimmy Jam. I'm the writer of The Obscure Gentleman.
Jim's eighth grade teacher called him that. I love it.
I did. Mr. Aaron used to say, Jimmy Jam.
He also did steroids.
Go see Isaiah, and he was colorblind, so that's why he wore crazy suits. But Steve Harvey also wears the same kind of suits he did, so maybe...
Holy shit. And you know what, though? 40 boys on stage with a microphone, hands like this, and something like that. That's Steve Harvey's
maybe it's
whole thing.
He said 40 people on stage. No. He made it boys.
40 boys!
My version is better, though. Okay.
But your version is not the official version.
Which is why it's his version.
This is officially Nick. I'm a little drunk right now. But you can't tell because I'm sure I sound normal.
This is Yama. I make a mean sidecar. I want to go back and reintroduce myself that way.
I like it. So, I'm not a fan of the spoiler at all. I hate them.
The character from Batman.
That you put on cars? Like?
Yes, all those things you guys just said. Every single one. That's exactly what I was talking about.
Wait, are you talking about when people tell you what's going to happen in a story?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's
go down that route, Travis. I like the official. Yeah, I'm just not. I hate them. I hate watching previews to the next episode because of them.
Oh. He sounds like he's about to cry.
I might.
Because of them.
Wait, really? Even
like so in Battlestar, I would not watch the next time because I couldn't do it.
So when you're watching it in real time and they say next time, you won't watch it.
I try not to unless it's Mad Men.
Because it doesn't matter.
That's the worst thing ever.
The Mad Men ones
are
just
words. How do you know
that
watching the preview or hearing a spoiler will ruin it for you?
I know. It's kind of like a fucking with Twizzlers right now. And you can hear it crumbling. What do you mean?
If you're always avoiding these things because you think that the spoiler is going to ruin your experience when you watch it, how do you know?
Because I love a surprise. So that's why I hate spoilers.
It would be a surprise if you read the spoiler.
No, because I don't want to know anything about it. I just want it to be fresh in my mind and be like, oh, wow.
But whole thing with when they show you the next time, they don't give spoilers. They're just showing you.
Sometimes they do.
No, they're just kind of teasing. They're not going to give a
reveal. I don't
want to
tease. Just put the whole thing in.
The only time that I've seen it ruined is usually on like a cliffhanger or like a to-be-continued where you think a character is dead and then they show next time. And then it shows the character alive. So you're like...
Oh. Cliffhanger.
And then sometimes you guess correctly, which could piss you off. Because it does.
Not me. Made me very happy in Dexter.
If you say that Dexter thing one more...
4 weeks in a row!
Come on,
he did it!
It's the one good thing I've ever done in my life. Wow. I'm going to take credit for it.
You know, this that's what brought this podcast down, unlike the joke Cooper thing that Aaron did last week.
Hey, that was touching.
I invented the bracelet thing instead of Neil Armstrong or whatever his name is, Lance Armstrong.
What just happened?
I'm just saying.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Before Lance Armstrong lost his ball.
Are you flexing your tricep right now?
His name is Landry.
I could be.
Not Lance.
Before Lance Armstrong wore the bracelet thing. Before he lost his ball.
Nick's a little drunk, by the way.
Yeah. Before he lost his ball, when I was in high school, when I played basketball, I needed something on my wrist.
Are you going to cry now?
So I would. So, and it was so beautiful. And I wore a thick rubber band that I stole from Staples because I worked there. And then I would wear them on my wrist because I just needed something on my wrist when I played sports. And then right after that, that's when all that ball, yellow band stuff started going on.
Wait, why did you need something on your wrist?
It's just something that I need. I don't know. It's weird. It's just a weird thing I have.
No, it's like some people got the need for speed. You got the need
and,
for rubber band.
And I'm a simple man, like lollipops in my ass and butter in my mouth.
No, I like lollipops and butter in my ass.
Okay. That's still weird either way.
So you hate spoilers too.
In other words.
No.
No,
I like spoilers depending on what it is. Like for the Avengers movie, I didn't look at anything for it because I didn't want to know because I was really looking forward to it. But as far as Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, because I was kind of worried about things, I looked at spoilers for that because I didn't care enough.
What do you mean because you were worried about things?
Because the way...
I swear to God.
Oh, shit. Okay. Because Jim has not seen it yet. But
Avengers?
No, well, Batman.
I was
no,
dead
but
with you.
Because of like certain casting things and who was in it, I was just worried that Nolan was going to go down a certain route, and I just wanted to know before if I was right, and that's why I did that.
Physically agitated.
No, I'm not.
Because we're
he's gonna challenge
we're skirting spoiler territory.
Hey, and then...
I called it.
No, I did. I actually
did.
Knew.
I think a lot
I
of people
called it.
Actually...
Yeah.
Everyone can just shut up.
But my favorite part was when he's running around naked in that apartment with a chainsaw, and then... There's no one in that building.
That didn't happen
to the
machinist.
He skinned someone's ass.
I think I'm the only one here who actively seeks out spoilers.
You do.
All the time.
Well, Nick actively seeks out... No, but Nick actively seeks out Wikipedia so he doesn't have to see a movie.
Yeah, I do that. Like, for Batman, I looked at Wikipedia and then I just read reviews that had spoilers. I usually do that with movies that I don't care that much about, but I will eventually see. Like the new Total Recall movie.
Do you have a rubber band for the Total Recall movie?
I don't. I wish I didn't say, and it would say, get your ass to Mars. I wish I did. But that would be for the old one, so that makes sense what I said. I'm not drunk at all.
It started for me with Lost, which I started watching a few seasons late. And so I ended up being spoiled about certain things inadvertently.
We used to make fun of all of them.
Yes. But I found half the people in this room watched Lost as it was airing and would write these breathless emails the next day about every detail.
What's going to happen next?
Did I catch up in the last season?
What does it mean?
Yeah, because you were mean at first about it.
Yeah.
You made fun of me for watching it.
So, but here's the thing, is that I found that when I actually went back and watched Lost, having had that exposure to things actually made it better for me. Because I was kind of relaxed and I wasn't so tensed up about learning everything that I was like, oh, I know what's going to happen and I see what they're setting up. And it was actually cool. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that there was a study done and they found that actually even people who say that they hate spoilers enjoy stories more when they're spoiled for them. And I'll just quote, researchers at the University of California, San Diego gave participants 12 short stories where two versions were spoiled and a third unspoiled. In all but one story, readers said they preferred versions which had spoiling paragraphs written into it.
I'd be in that one.
Here's the study's author. You get this significant reverse spoiler effect. It's sort of as if knowing things puts you in a position to give you certain advantages to understand the plot. It could be that once you know how it turns out, you're more comfortable processing the information and can focus on a deeper understanding of the story.
I think that's, but that's like when you see a preview and you there's a funny joke and you laugh at it, and then like you're waiting for it the whole time, and then when you see it, it's just like, oh yeah, there's that joke again.
Previews give away too much shit nowadays, by the way.
No, sometimes. They've always
have. I mean, like, if you look in the 70s and stuff. I mean,
well, there was a point when they stopped doing that, but recently it sort of amped up again.
I think it's always been a thing. Like, you could always see the ending right before the ending in any trailer if you really looked, but you don't know. And, I mean, because it's out of context.
Yeah, so. Well.
Okay, for me, because I can go both ways. But, so for Batman Begins, the first one, when
Michael Keaton was Batman.
Yeah, well, Michael Keaton was Batman. No, asshole. Batman Begins.
Jeez. Wow. Called me an asshole. An angry drunk.
But I love you.
He's just a little drunk. A little bit.
No, with Batman Begins, when... Because I had no idea that... Spoiler alert. Ra's al Ghul was actually Liam Neeson. Like, I did not know that.
You thought it was Jet Li.
God, now you confuse me because you just said that. No.
Ken Watanabe.
Because when I was watching the movie, I was like, you know, Liam Neeson looks exactly like Ra's al Ghul should look. And then when they revealed it was him, I was really happy. But because if I did read that, I wouldn't have been so amped about the movie than I was because I didn't know. So that's an instance where it was better because I didn't know. And then I'm watching that show American Horror Stories on bootleg DVD where there's a little girl who may have some mental disability who likes to say, I want to be a pretty girl. But anyway.
This has nothing to do with spoilers.
This has nothing to do with spoilers. But, no, but I went
on. Well, now I know there's a little girl who says, I want to be a pretty girl.
That has nothing to do with the story. But, no, it kind of does. It's a Halloween episode. But I don't want to get into it. No, but with that, I went on Wikipedia and read all about it before I read.
I just can't wait to listen to this episode.
I know,
again.
I'm so, I don't know what's going on. But no one, everyone's just looking at me.
I think we just let him talk the rest of it. The rest of us just slowly back away.
Is this like crazy what I'm saying?
No, it makes perfect sense.
Does it?
Yeah, yes. It's just you look really serious though.
See, now, wait, so am I, like,
you're
talking
doing good.
To you? Does it make sense?
No, you're good.
You just keep looking at my hands. I'm just going to do this. Okay, so
about these rubber bands.
No, I read all the spoilers for American Horror Story, so I know what's going on, but it makes the show better that I don't have to worry about, like, you know where you get that kind of...
Yeah, I like that feeling.
You like when you start freaking out watching
the
show?
Yeah, because it adds to it for me. I love that.
But here's the thing for me. I'm as tense now, and if I read the spoiler, it's the same as if it was given away for me watching it. You know what I mean?
No.
It's as rewarding.
For me, it's not. I need the payoff and, like,
if,
awesome.
Okay, if right now on my phone, if I opened it for you and held it in your face, and it told you what was going to happen at the end of Breaking Bad.
Uh-huh.
Would you look?
No, I don't want to know
wait,
that.
The end of the show.
Because then I feel like,
yes.
Actually,
no,
I feel like the
it.
Journey was a waste.
I can say something on that.
Aaron knows the end.
I have a time machine.
Aaron just pointed at me with his pen.
Last season on Breaking Bad, the finale was actually...
Don't say anything about what happened in case people haven't seen it.
You know,
especially
what?
Nick hasn't.
Do you want
he
to
doesn't care.
You?
He likes spoilers.
Don't no, tell.
If he says anything about it, I probably won't remember. Not because I'm drunk, because...
Well, you're drunk.
No, I'm not drunk.
Are you drunk Stallone?
Greatest joke ever. That was the greatest joke ever. What are you talking about?
Well, okay.
Okay, so
there's an inside joke.
Okay, so last season
of Breaking Bad, when the season was starting, when it was into its third episode, someone actually leaked the ending footage of the
And I saw that.
Yeah, someone leaked it onto 4chan actually, and yes, it's a 4chan reference, onto the television board, and so. This is when I first started watching Breaking Bad, was during that season. And I saw that picture and I was like, I don't even know who the hell that is. But then when I get to the season before that one, it was just like, oh man, now I know what happens to his character. But it's weird though, it didn't lessen like the impact of that, for me at least.
To me it does. I just feel like it's deflated and I'm just like, because I don't get that awesome feeling that I like when I'm...
Yeah.
Like, about to watch something and be like, oh, that's what happened. Okay, whatever.
Well, can you give an example of that awesome feeling of when you were like, fuck yeah. That's an awesome
Thanos?
Feeling.
Thanos, like for the Avengers.
Yeah, that too.
That was spoiled.
The ending of the ending of the Avengers. It was just like seeing him, like, oh shit, that's who it, that's who the ending
was
guy
that
is.
Was that really a spoiler though? Yeah. It was just kind of a thrown in thing that had nothing to do with the movie just saw.
But it was like a secret
they did. Because he was behind it all.
I mean, the perfect example
was. They didn't say that. They did.
Because Loki was talking to the. What's his name? The other?
Yeah.
The
rock guy.
That bad guy, and he was like, our Dwayne master. And so
I didn't catch any of this.
Yeah, he was behind it all.
I thought they were just doing a little setup for the next movie.
No, they referred to
he was behind it all.
No, but also really, at Iron Man, I had no idea at the ending. And when Samuel Jackson appeared, I was like, oh my God, Samuel Jackson. Because that's what the Ultimates character was based off of. So I was just like amazed by it. So anytime I see some big twist or reveal, I'm like, awesome. The best example was Joseph Van Fossen of Summon Fame. He told me, I think he was talking to you or Al Plunars. I don't know if I'm using full names, but he was talking to you.
Al Plunars, if you're out there, hit me up.
Yeah, Yama's not sorry, but still hit him up.
I was right about what I said.
He was, he really was. He spoiled the Sixth Sense for me. And the Sixth Sense was just like, at the end, it's like, okay, well, the guy's actually dead. Okay.
Spoiler.
So the whole movie, I didn't love it. And also, my little brother sitting to the right of me told me, hey, said something about Darth Maul. Oh, well, Darth Maul dies because there's a song and Qui-Gon Jinn dies. And I was like, what? And so I'm scarred from that because it's just like that was.
You know, when I said that, I was reading the comic adaption at like a Barnes & Noble, and I just told you that.
Adaptation.
What did I just say?
You said.
Adaptation. You're all good. Just keep going.
Okay.
You got it.
You said adaptation. And then when I. But then you never said anything about spoilers. That was the first time.
No one knew that they were called spoilers. But I just said you fucked up the movie for me.
And he was. And then I think he spoiled about 5 movies to me since.
Well, yeah.
Which I think were even.
Nah.
That, you don't even like that movie.
Yeah, I do. That Jake Wilson character is awesome. Whatever his name is.
Your friend, Jake
Wilson? Yeah, Jake. Oh, yeah. What's his name? Jake what?
Jake Wilson, if you're listening, come back on Facebook.
Are you talking about Young Anakin?
We miss you.
Are you talking about Young Anakin?
I thought we were talking about
Jake Lloyd.
Well, no, both. Those got ruined for me.
That was Bruce Willis.
Hey, yes. I see you, Jake Sully.
Yes. See, so I just, like, regardless, I'm just a guy, and I might be I can't even say it.
Right. Are you writing a Bruce Springsteen song?
Yes.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
I'm just a.
Were you born in a small town?
I was in a small town. Is this a story about Jack and Diane?
Wait, Diddy. They're eating chili dogs in front of Dairy Queen.
No, they're sucking on chili dogs outside of Tasty Freeze.
Sucking down.
It's not sucking.
Why would
on.
You be sucking on chili
dogs? No one sucks on a chili dog. Unless it's in like an erotic movie.
I think they should update that song and be like, eating chalupas outside the Taco Bell. No?
But it has to be, they didn't get the chili dogs at the Tasty Freeze.
Wait.
They're outside the Tasty Freeze eating chili dogs they got elsewhere.
Where they might have gotten the chili dogs, we never explained. It's just where they're eating them.
I don't think that's true, though.
Wait, they don't sell chili dogs at the Tasty Freeze?
No, they could have gotten them at the Tasty Freeze.
Both of you keep talking. Go.
is this vegetarian Tasty Freeze we're talking about?
What the hell is a Tasty Freeze?
Tasty Freeze is the ice cream place inside of Wiener Schnitzel.
Wait, I thought
those were
in El Pollo Locos.
Travis, you know about Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, that's Foster Freeze.
I know about Wiener Schnitzel.
There you go.
That's what I said all the
time. You say
Schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
I just need spoilers.
Spoilers aren't good.
I will say also that I forgot what I was saying. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was done.
I have a love-hate relationship with them all.
Why did you say that?
I do.
You look at every spoiler.
I don't look at every spoiler. Anything for Man of Steel, I am not looking at shit for that.
He flies and shit.
And there's
kryptonite. What crazy spoiler are you even going to learn from
I
that
don't.
Movie?
Is it like because the Deadliest Catch thing in the beginning where he's like he's like getting crabs and putting them on the boat or whatever?
I will look at trailers. That's it.
You know what? You kind of ruined that trailer for me. At first, I saw it. I was like, "That is pretty awesome." And then all of a sudden, you said it with Deadliest Catch, and I was like, "You was fucking ruined it." Now it's stupid.
Henry Cavill can do what he wants.
Who?
Henry Cavill.
Star of Hellraiser.
That's Jim Caviezel.
Same thing.
Hellraiser, like, 8?
It was Hellraiser, Hellworld.
I've seen every single
one. My favorite Hellraiser is when there's fucking and then the guy with the pins on his face shows up.
It's like all of them.
Exactly. That's why I said that.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It looks like you're kissing those M&Ms while you eat them.
Little besitos.
That's sensual. So Abe, you're not a fan of the spoiler either?
No. No, I like to be surprised too.
Abe has beautiful, thick hair.
It is.
I'm just saying, they did a study, thank you. So you're wrong about how you feel.
All right, cool.
But you need the surprise at the end.
Don't you like the surprise? I like it.
Do you not think that sometimes people think they think something, but they don't really think something? You've just convinced yourself you think.
Like you read this article and you convince yourself that, hey, I'm justified for like.
No, I've been spoiling stuff. Spoiling stuff?
Spoiling. Let's say spoiler.
Okay, when I see an adaption, to spoiler. I spoiler it for years. Also, I've been fantasizing about Furio for weeks.
Is that the official thing on spoilers?
You know what? That's the funniest thing I've ever heard on a TV show. Show that we make
that's not even the line though.
This is Yama on the episode of The Sopranos where they have the fight that ends in their divorce, spoiler alert. Tony Soprano's wife admits to him and says something to the effect of,
I've been fantasizing about Furio for weeks.
She doesn't say that. She says, for weeks now I have been sick and dreaming and in love with Furio.
I like and our version
Tony
better.
Soprano punches a hole in the wall. And then Nick's takeaway from that was, did you see last night when Tony Soprano's wife said, I've been fantasizing about Furio for weeks.
Best thing ever about that show.
Can I just say what Tony Soprano
put
eats?
Your dick away, dude.
God damn it. God damn it.
What? What's he eat?
No, I'm just saying, because that...
That's
you,
what he eats.
Your put your dick away thing, we originally,
you're tired of it and you want to keep it out?
No. We originally thought, like, this line, like, put your dick away. We thought it was, you said it was the Jesus. Most brutal thing you've ever heard on TV.
It was on Top Chef.
Yeah, and you said it was so brutal, and then like, Nick and I saw it, and it was just like, put your dick away, dude.
That's what you said.
I was like, oh.
No, usually when we quote movies, we're usually wrong, but it's close.
Yeah, but...
Does anyone want a Twizzler?
I could use more. Abe stole some of the ones I took for myself.
Hey, no, I had two of the six.
I hate Twizzlers.
If I hear a goddamn Twizzler wrapper on this fucking thing.
I wish there were.
Not stopping.
Hey, you know what?
Can't stop, won't stop.
If there were red vines, you wouldn't have this problem.
Twizzlers are an abomination.
That's true.
They are.
You go back
to the abomination?
Abomination like an adaption?
I was just going to say, though, that Tony Soprano. Eating makes me hungry.
Gabagoo?
Me too.
He eats that.
I haven't said anything about spoilers this whole time just because.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're opening wrappers.
No, this is the first wrapper I've opened. I've just been trying to wait for other people to not talk because I tend to interrupt. And I'm afraid to talk about how much I don't like spoilers because I am also one of the most guilty people of inadvertently spoilering things.
You do. It's true. You say.
But I hate spoilers. I'm not a fan.
Nick,
of spoilers.
How many TV shows or movies has Travis explained to you in great detail from beginning to end?
When we were in
elementary
school,
but he explained
school?
Stuff to me in great detail when we were kids too, like episodes of shows
no,
all the time.
And how would it feel when you
no,
guys
no,
touched
but
so I thought it was all right for me to tell him what happened in Batman Returns.
Yeah, in elementary school, he just walked up to me. He's like, "Hey, I just saw Batman Returns." He told me the whole movie. I mean, it didn't. I didn't get mad, but usually me and Travis now, every time we talk about a movie or a show, we're like, is it okay? And then we will tell each other the whole thing that we saw.
Is it safe, I think you said.
Is it secret? Is it safe? Did he say secret?
No. Keep it secret, keep it safe.
That's a different thing.
I don't
know. No,
think
but when he comes
that.
Back, when no. he comes back,
and
he asks if
is
it's secret.
It, yeah.
or
and then he says 21 means 21.
He never says, is it secret?
No.
When he comes back,
he just
says,
is
it
safe?
Secret? Is it safe?
I thought he just says, is it
no,
safe?
No, that's
no,
incredible.
No, you're thinking
he
of says, keep it secret, keep it safe.
Yeah.
He says that when he leaves.
Wait,
he
no.
never says that.
Doesn't he?
He didn't
We're
say keep
about
it
Marathon
secret,
Man.
Secret. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
safe.
Laurence Olivier just keeps
no,
asking,
no, no.
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
I thought we were talking about Lord of the Rings.
Is it
so
safe?
Did I.
I thought you were talking about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, don't say, is it safe in Lord of the Rings?
No,
yeah.
He says, keep it secret, keep it safe. He tells
He's talking about
that.
The ring.
Not
you guys keep Frodo saying Frodo. No, and saying the thing that you're wrong about.
Gandalf tells Frodo, keep it secret, keep it safe. Then when he comes
yeah.
back,
he
asks.
He says, Bardock.
Wait.
When he comes back, he asks, is it secret? Is it safe?
Wait, Yama's talking about Running Man.
No, Marathon Man.
But in Running Man, he says Sub-Zero, more like Plane Zero.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And then Richard Dawson, time to play the
Richard feud. Dawson makes out with a makes bunch of bitches on Family Feud.
He is also dead.
Rest in peace.
So is this episode dedicated to Richard Dawson?
Can we dedicate this episode to Richard Dawson?
Yes, we can, actually. Yes, we can.
Yeah, but Marathon Man, it's just, is it safe? It's in the dentist torture scene.
Did he finger all those girls with his rings on? Because Richard Dawson had a lot of rings.
Oh, man.
That's gross.
He looked like an old, weird, creepy guy that's always fingering people.
No, not, but he would make out with the girls on the show.
Well, not make out.
He'd tongue kiss.
He would tongue kiss girls on the show as he was filming.
Well, they're asking for it.
It was the 70s, right?
Yeah. Everyone's asking for it.
Yeah. Was it 60s or... Yeah,
60s. I think 1950s.
No. No.
You never decade it was.
In the 60s, he was in Hogan's Heroes, so it was the 70s.
Oh, I don't know. Well, that's a right answer.
And on that note, we are going to a break.
Hello!
This is from Brad Joyce from a, Brad, I can't remember the name of your website.
Coffee Talk.
Coffee Talk is the webcomic. Search Brad Joyce and Coffee Talk. I'm sure you're going to find it.
Cool.
He says, yes, the Mike Myers sketch. If you could punch one terrible actor in the face, who would it be? Well, Adolf Hitler's a baby.
I don't think he was an actor.
He was acting.
The painter.
No, this is an actor, though. Who's an awful actor? Oh, I would... Because Paris Hilton was in movies. No, Chelsea Handler's in movies. I would definitely punch her in the face. I don't condone punching women or hurting them in any way.
But you do to this woman.
But her.
In this way.
Because she makes me very upset because she is really not funny. And I would love to punch her in the face. What is that? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm answering the question.
Well, you don't like punching ladies.
I know. I just said that before. She's no lady.
Did you call her a coos?
Did I?
I think you just did.
No, I didn't. I said lady.
Where'd you get coos?
Can't wait, yeah.
Yeah, I think you just called her that, basically.
Anyone else?
I don't think I really want to punch anyone in the face.
Okay.
I've seen videos.
Okay. That's all he said. Okay. He's seen videos, and you know what? And I agree with him. He has.
Punching people in the face is mean, unless it's like warranted.
What's wrong with you?
Unless it's warranted.
Have you ever punched someone in the face? So you don't know how it feels.
It makes your dick hard.
Have you ever punched anybody?
Yes.
In the face?
It's like nice.
Punching nerds.
It's not nice. No, I mean it's like a carnal feel.
Like a carnal feel.
Yeah.
Carnal.
This is getting sick.
Carnal.
When you said nice, it's like you went to a spa. Like, ooh, it just feels so nice. Wonderful.
Did you just say coos?
Right. We have another question.
Wait. Abe, you want to punch someone in the face? I would ouch someone in the face.
It's so hot in here.
Wait, what is it?
It is hot
and hell is not.
DMX album, but it's the totally wrong.
It's a DMX.
It's dark and hell is hot.
DMX Dr. Seuss joint.
What did you say first? You said it's dark and I'm hot?
Yeah, something like that.
Wait, no, you said... What, no, the first thing you said that was wrong was the best thing.
Wasn't it, I am hot and hell is not?
Yeah, no. You said, hell is hot and I'm not.
Wait, that's DMX's first album. Isn't it? No, I know, that's not the real name.
That's Blood of Blood and...
That was like,
and I'm not.
His first album was Hell is Hot, Green Eggs and Ham. That's the one.
It's Blood of My Blood and something of something else.
Is that right?
So who would you punch? Was there someone?
Abe.
Travis's favorite actor and comedian, Dane Cook.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about like Nathan Fillion.
You know that movie that he was in with Dennis Rodman wasn't all that bad.
Simon Says?
I don't know what the fuck that
we
was.
Were talking about that
we
earlier.
We just talked about that earlier.
That's sad.
Travis brought it up.
At Taco Bell, by the way.
Well, because Taco Bell's got Mountain Dew, Travis has Mountain Dew. All right, what else we got?
It's not the only thing.
Okay,
I love
next question. Next question.
Nobody else wants to punch anybody in the face.
Travis, who do you want to punch in the face?
I had one and I lost it, so just this.
Aaron, who do you want to punch in the face?
Well, it's not very nice.
I don't punch anyone in the face.
I once punched a guy in the chest, and that's really the most physical altercation I've ever had.
Just to watch him die.
He didn't die, he just kind of went, oh! I didn't punch him hard.
You punch Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
It was in ninth grade PE, and we were at a high school where they hadn't built the gym yet, so they would just make us take long walks in the neighborhood.
That's romantic.
What?
We'd take a long walk down a sidewalk forever. It was the worst. And then on the way back, he was saying something about my name, and it was really common. But then I told him to shut up, and then he like escalated. So I just turned around and I punched him in the chest.
And then he went, whoa!
Anyway.
No, because I really can't think of an actor I hate.
Chelsea Handler?
Well, I do hate her.
How come I'm the only one that answered that question?
I really can't think of someone I hate enough
Hilton.
To punch.
Paris Hilton.
I don't care one way or another.
I mean, you probably beat off to Paris Hilton, right?
I'm not gonna answer that.
I plead the fifth.
That's a yes.
No, it's not. It's just pornography is gross. All right, next question.
Oh, I want to punch. Is it Tara?
Oh, from True Blood.
I don't know her name.
Why do you want to punch women?
I want to punch Dan Cook in the face too. So
no, he says he wants to punch a coos in the face.
Coos is a horrible slang term for a woman's vagina.
Wait, what?
What?
Isn't it?
Oh my god! Are you serious?
Slang for a woman.
That's not the official term.
Oh my god!
I don't know what's going on. Anyway,
it's not official.
Next question. This is from. This is from the History Twins. It says, you collectively have 936 followers. Is 940 the threshold of obscurity? Why is Abe bringing up the rear?
Wait, we have way more than that.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Like, combined?
You have more than that.
Did you lose any?
Well, I still have, like, 1,200.
Oh. So, that question does not make any
sense.
Yeah,
you're disqualified.
You have 1,200 Twitter followers?
I think it's like 1,174.
I got that email to get 4,000 followers in 24 hours.
It's like 11,074, but like half of them are 11, like webcams that no longer exist.
Okay, here's another question. This is from Lynn at Six Color
Stories.
Wait,
well, what was this question about the followers?
I don't know.
Why I have the least.
Somebody's rear.
Oh, what's up with that?
Abe doesn't tweet very
tweet
much.
There you go.
All right. Next one is from Lynn at Six Color Stories. What's your zombie survival plan?
Okay, real quick. My plan is first to form an alliance with Yama, kill everyone else in the room, then once that happens, turn on Yama, kill him, and then I'm going to become a Yeti. And then once I become a Yeti, I'm going to fuck up the zombie.
Basically, you're explaining exactly the way you were playing Risk Online.
My strategy for everything is Risk Online.
You made an alliance with me on Risk, and then when everyone else was dead, you attacked me. Before everyone else was dead.
It was right before. It was on the cusp. It's like, hey, look, we almost got everyone. We did it. And then I went, oh, yeah? And then I turned on you and then wiped everyone else
out.
So
you expect me, if we heard reports, there's an epidemic happening. Yeah. And you were
don't
like,
trust him.
And you were like, it's me and you. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is.
Aaron.
We got this.
Okay.
Does this involve a sonic screwdriver and a blue telephone booth?
No,
I'm sorry, police booth.
TARDIS.
If zombies were real, we'd be dead. If the military can't take care of it...
No, they wouldn't.
No, listen.
That's basically what I was going to say.
If the military can't take care of it, like, and basically we're overrun, we're dead. I mean, you can only survive for a certain amount of time.
How high would our voices be?
Pretty damn high.
Yeah.
Shit.
Good answer.
But, yeah, I mean, I try to, like, live in wherever I can for as long as I could, but I know I'm going to die. That's going to happen.
Okay.
Cardio.
You're dead.
That's why.
No, because when everyone talks about this, they always say, like, my plans, I'm going to go to Costco, I'm going to hide. But in reality...
Wait. No, so no one's a Sam Club?
You know what? Costco's got better stuff. But people's, like, plans are always that they know what they're going to do. But in reality, if that was actually happened, people would be freaked out. Do any of us know where we can go get a firearm or even know how to
Walmart.
Shoot one?
Walmart.
Do we know how to shoot one?
I can shoot a gun.
You don't pull the trigger, you squeeze.
And also, people...
We were in Abe's backyard once shooting oranges and stuff with BBs.
No, that was Travis's.
That was my backyard.
We were at Travis's house once in the backyard.
No, I can't fuck a zombie up with a BB gun.
I can't fuck no zombies.
Same idea behind guns.
So pretty much, everyone would be fucked. Aaron's right.
Okay, besides everyone, what would you do, though?
I would go, if I found a gun, I would wrap my lips around it and shoot myself in the head.
Before you do that to make people laugh, would you pretend to suck on it?
Yeah. No, because I would start doing that, and what if the zombie starts giggling, and then comedy stops them?
I'm picturing a giggling zombie. That shit's scary.
No, they would be like...
Are you 5 years old?
That shit is scary.
No, they would stop in their tracks and start laughing.
I'm just picturing zombies coming out of you going...
That's kind of funny to me.
Well, so laughing zombies, I mean, what?
You know, all my new website. We die, everyone would die, that's it.
No, yeah, if there's zombies, people would just shoot, there's more bullets than zombies.
But the thing is, people don't have like,
world. Yeah.
Well,
if you're playing by zombie rules.
Why don't you just give me the okay sign?
It's very hard to get a headshot on like.
No, but it also depends what kind of zombies. If they're running,
I like how a bunch of nerds who, and I'm not talking about us, but in general, a bunch of nerds who've never shot a gun or done anything really athletic always have plans for zombies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like if they're slow walking, then I think I'd be okay.
You were just being drunk, Stallone.
No, I'm not drunk right now. I don't feel like I'm drunk. I can't. I'm not. I can't get drunk.
I can't get drunk.
You can't get drunk.
You're too bummed.
Stole that from Slither.
I did steal that.
At his bachelor party in Las Vegas, Nick said, and I'm quote, "If I was a Stallone, I would be drunk Stallone."
I could have said any other celebrity.
With a family.
With a big family, but like I the said Arquettes. Stallone's.
I still don't get it.
I don't either. I was drunk.
But you kept, afterwards you kept saying, it's good, right? It's funny, right?
No, even when you were sober, you thought it was the greatest thing.
It was funny, because you all laughed pretty hard.
Are you going to be sober again?
I was confused.
Whatever.
But anyways, my zombie.
Alright, so Nick and Aaron are just going to kill themselves.
Oh, I'm not going to kill myself. I'm too much of a pussy to kill myself.
So you'd rather get eaten by zombies?
No, wait, Aaron said pussy.
Because
last episode,
no I said pussy and everyone got all quiet.
You said coos eight times. I'm using it in a different like sort of way, though.
Yeah, you're using pussy derogatory. But I was using it to refer to something beautiful.
A fine.
But
I'm just using pussy to mean something awful and cowardly. I'm not talking about genitalia.
So you would want to get killed then?
No, I wouldn't want either. I just let nature take its course, whatever the hell happens.
So you would be getting eaten by zombies.
Probably. And I don't want that to happen, but...
Cardio. It's one of the rules.
I mean, hey, it is going to be a depressing time.
When it happens.
That'll do, pig. That'll do.
Next question. Oh, Travis.
My answer is semi-similar to Aaron's on account of the fact that I really... Statistically speaking, based on the movies I've seen, there's only one where the government, government regains control, and that's Shaun of the Dead. So statistically speaking, there is no survival.
And you'll have a fun time.
Statistically speaking, in all these fictional movies,
that's of this joke I'm trying to make. But
that's the official verdict.
The official verdict,
or is it unofficial?
I think it'd be, if you got a bunch of guys with guns, they're gonna and these zombies.
That's not true because 28 weeks later.
Oh, that's
the government reasserts control.
That's true.
And then they lose it again.
And then Mad-Eye Moody.
28 months later.
Mad-Eye Moody goes crazy.
And then the doctor's like an asshole.
The doctor's in it?
He's David Tennant?
No, it's Eccleston. The military.
Oh, you actually did mean that.
Yeah. Christopher Eccleston's the head of the military.
You mean Destro from G.I. Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't make that fart noise.
The doctor first.
Give you a raspberry. Abe, what would you do?
Raspberry?
Yeah, raspberries when you go. It's called a raspberry.
You stick your tongue out and you blow.
Remember from Casablanca?
It's like whistling.
Like that?
How would you do this?
I would team up with you and Yama.
Nice.
And you're supposed to go to the water.
Oh yeah.
No, you're not.
No, that's signs.
Oh yeah.
No.
And it's also
World
the
War
first
Z.
World
Z. Don't
Zero.
They go to the water?
Yeah, World War Z, you're supposed to
go. You're supposed to go to the water.
I want to take a victory lap for making a joke that no one will get.
I love it.
didn't hear it.
What,
you said you're supposed to go in the water. He said, no, that's Signs. And I said, and also Road Rules Europe.
I get it. I love that. You're all going in the water.
See, I think that's the problem. There's so many different depictions of zombies.
Oh, I thought the problem was y'all was making Road Rules.
No, it's definitely not the problem.
I mean, there's so many different depictions that you can't really base your plan on really anything. Unless it actually happens. Which I'm still saying you're fucked, but...
Fuck butt.
You are so fucked. You ain't getting out of here without being fucked. That was a line from a porno movie. Okay, anyway, here's another question.
Good segue.
I know, thank you. This is from...
Fuck butt again, 43.
Again, the History Twins. It's like kind of directed at Travis. I don't get what it means, but it says, my dad had a question. Why does it always rain on me? Is it because I lied when I was 17? He said obscure Trevor would know. Do you get that?
I'm wondering if I just secretly know these people and don't even realize who they are in real life.
Is this
or
Ron Kenny? Ron? Or Marsha?
Is this his brother?
Do you get it?
Why does it rain that on me familiar. When I lie?
That sounds something. Like a that's a quote from a Kelly Clarkson song, I think. No, I don't know.
Yeah, it's Abe that would know that.
So, so Travis, he don't know.
It's probably country lyrics.
He don't know no better.
This is a country song.
He don't know no better.
It's a song by Travis.
Oh, see, because there's a band called Travis, and it's a reference. Oh. That's why I that guy's a riddle wrapped inside Enigma.
No, but really, what does that mean?
And then bacon is wrapped around because bacon makes everything better.
It does kind of, y'all.
Not really.
Bacon.
Pickles? You wrap bacon around pickles?
I would
Why? A deep fried pickle and you wrap it in bacon? Fuck yeah.
Yes.
If it's deep fried.
Was that Travis?
That was Travis.
That's a horrible band name. All right, anyway. No, not because I'm not saying your name sucks.
No, you got a beautiful name. That's what Nick's trying to say. All
right, so I think that's all the...
I thought you said you had a buttload.
I didn't say a buttload.
Jim asked me a question, actually.
Buttload? Is that why you laughed?
No.
Oh. I'm like, that's just dirty.
I got a question. From Jim.
Okay.
He wanted to know why he's so awesome. So I guess we have to tell him why he's awesome.
No.
You're a cool dude.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Yeah, everyone
can I just
go.
Ask, are you a bad enough dude to rescue the president?
I'm bad.
I'm bad, yeah.
Were they wearing sweats in that video game? We're talking about bad dudes, the 1980s video game.
It's because you're a bad dude.
But were they... They're bad dudes, Steve Martin.
No, I think they were wearing whitewashed jeans.
Were they wearing jeans?
Oh, yeah, they were wearing white jeans.
And a black tank top?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
stylish.
That's
damn.
My everyday attire.
Seriously, go on his Facebook, it is. They're dressed like Van Damme in No Retreat, No Surrender.
Is that when he was a bad guy?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
what
the other
movie.
About. Yes. Because okay. we saw the Expendables 2
Are
today.
You saying you want to smoke weed, Travis? 420.
Last week.
Is that what's going on?
Last no? week. Yeah.
I say nope to dope and ugg to drugs.
So. What?
What?
Ugg to drugs?
Don't you remember that...
They all had to run.
That duo with the puppet? He said, say nope to dope and ugg to drugs.
What the hell
the comedian with the old man
like
puppet?
UGH.
No, not...
Oh, he's not talking about
not Jeff Dunham.
And the chili like, pepper?
He's not talking about Jeff
not
Dunham.
Not the racist chili pepper.
You know, ugh doesn't rhyme with drugs. And that's how ugg is pronounced.
It said ugg to... And to drugs. No. All right, so no more questions. Anyone, you got a question?
Oh, wait, Yama had a question. It said, I have a question. Yes or no? Yes or no, I ask you a question. That's actually a quote from Real World. I don't know which one.
It was Colorado.
It was a very large...
It was Denver.
Denver is a very large black African-American fellow who is very scary. And
that's
I don't even know why he got
Tyree.
Why did he get mad?
Because the guy said the N-word.
No,
he didn't say that till later.
That was a different episode.
No, that was the same episode.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. After the guy got freaked out and took off his shirt and said, I asked you a question, then the dude he was threatening got on the phone and was like, I'm leaving, I have to come home because some N-word...
This N-word's trying to kill me!
Yeah, same episode.
I think it was like, is this...
Real life?
Yes.
No, that's David at the dentist.
Oh. I don't know, something like that. So, yeah.
Okay, we'll be back after these short break.
Short messages.
After these short messages.
before we go. So, Travis?
Yeah, I had just started blogging, so I'd like to plug the website I do it at, kennybloggins.com.
What?
Wait, is this serious?
No. Oh. I just wanted to say kennybloggins.com.
Oh my God.
But I love that I confused everyone.
I think that would be the perfect fan site for him.
Kenny Bloggins. My first blog is titled, I'm Alright. Nobody Worry About Me is the second one.
Kenny Bloggins.
Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, anyways, but in seriousness, just like to plug.
Are you reading another love story?
No, I was
going to. But is this one going to be a body count love story?
I was going to. Ooh.
BKK killer?
Anyways, Abe, plug.
No, you said comics. What comics?
Trying to think of. Because every time it seems like I'm plugging Avengers versus X-Men, which is still awesome, Doomsbury? And now I have to wait a full month for the next one.
You can still plug it. You already basically did.
That's true.
You can plug
and X Factor. You know what? X Factor has been a consistently good comic since it started back up during Decimation.
Simon Cowell.
He's on his gang.
X Factor, written by Peter David.
Britney Spears. G. Craig.
Multiple Man.
Pat is pretty awesome.
James Madrick. Madrox.
Can I have some?
Jamie Madrox?
Give some soda.
Jamie Madrox.
Not from Twisted.
Give me a drink.
Doesn't mean that.
I know.
Anyways, go ahead, Abe. Take us away.
I would like to plug Rich Kids on Instagram.
Willow. Oh, I would.
If you would like to get angry, go ahead and check that out. And Expendables 2, it's an awesome movie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
It's good.
Some of us wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic film.
It was good, as they would say.
It was.
It was good. Go for Yama.
This is Yama. I just want to wish a very happy almost birthday to my friend Shauna Reeves, one of the most badass people in the East Bay. She fights crime against elderly people. She plays the mandolin, or maybe it's the banjo. I can't really tell in the YouTube videos, but it's good stuff. And she does not listen to this podcast. Happy birthday.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is a joke.
It's
I just
YouTube
said happy birthday
to
someone. Oh, okay.
I'd like to plug Dave Mustaine's crazy rants that he does, because without him, where would we find laughter and metal today?
Yeah. He's right.
He is right.
My turn?
No, I'm still going.
I just like to plug Telling It Like It Is about the president.
Sometimes you gotta tell it like it is.
I don't think no.
Why'd you just point at the microphone? The microphone's not gonna get our jokes? Probably not. I'm fine with it. Wait.
Okay.
I just like to plug the Pantera album, Vulgar Display of Power. Just because.
It's a bit over the top of a title, but okay.
No, it's got a face and someone's punching it. Because it's a vulgar display of power.
Is it a celebrity getting punched in the face?
It is. It's
brings full circle.
It's some coos. I don't know.
This is Nick. You can follow me on Twitter at Obscure Nick. And I... It's too late. Follow me at Obscure Nick on Twitter. And this is Nick here talking. Even though I've said my name 5 times, I just realized.
You're drunk a little bit.
I'm not drunk, though. And you can follow me there. And as Jim says, I talk a lot about dick. But
did you say
true.
Who? Did you say who it is?
Yeah, I did. I said.
Wait, also, I'd like to plug air conditioning. It's really good, and I wish we had some.
And it's so hot. I'm sopping wet.
And hell is dark.
And hell is dark.
It's really hot. And hell is dark.
I also want to plug that DMX album. Hell is hot and I'm not. Or I'm hot and hell is not.
Dr. Seuss joint.
Dr. Seuss joint.
It's hotter
DMX.
Than
DMX. Arr, arr.
Oh, and then also, real quick, just want to mention, if you haven't already, write a review on iTunes for us.
Oh, yeah. Go over to Facebook.
It could be one word.
Your case looks like a little hat.
It does. Hey, Lynn, you listen. Why don't you write a damn review? Huh?
On the iTunes.
On the iTunes.
Also, if your name is not Lynn.
No. Only if your name's Lynn. Or if you write a review, please make it say Lynn.
Sean, seriously, if you're listening, why haven't you written a review yet? My brother. Plug in him.
Oh, all right. This is Aaron, and I would just like to plug dickblick.com.
Whoa, okay. Buddy.
Is this what you changed... people in spandex to?
No. Dick Blick.
Dick Blip?
Dick Blick.
Is that a Martin Short character?
Oh, that guy's fat and he like goes, oh, and he eats
a
lot.
They sell art materials. They sell pencil like brushes? Pens. Brushes, canvases, pretty much everything.
Also go to Staples. And Staples.com, you can get those what? Same things.
No. This place is really good if you're an artist.
No, Aaron, you didn't get what I said.
I get what you were
Staples
saying.
Is the same.
No, but this is a
little okay.
Bit. Here, everything's in the shape of a dick.
What is it called? Dick's Tricks? What is it called?
Dick Blick.
Dick?
All right, let's let Aaron finish, because...
So I'd like to...
Why is it called that?
It was founded by a dude named Dick Blick.
Okay.
So that's not
yeah.
nearly as
that's a bad dude.
Yeah. Bad enough to rescue the president, if he so desired.
That game's fucking hard.
Like
not
it's
as hard
like,
as Battle Toads.
Like, you mean, like, it's hard.
Yes.
No,
thank
it's
you.
Difficult.
That was yeah, thank you for thanking games. Me for saying
no.
Battle Toads is hard.
So is Contra.
Someone finally said it.
Thank you.
All right.
Anyway,
so.
If anyone could be Contra with three men straight through, I will suck their dicks or their vaginas, I guess, because girls could play it too.
James
Rolfe,
the angry video game nerd, did.
There's video with
yeah.
three men.
He was able
but
to
but it can't be video like in the King of Kong
yeah.
where it just cuts out and then it comes back.
You
by
know,
the way,
you
fuck
just,
Twin Galaxies.
Well, you know what? I gotta suck his dick.
Yeah, I wanna do an anti-shout out to Twin Galaxies.
3 minutes into you.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what?
It's a bad semen joke. Three men rhymes with semen.
Okay, and
you making fun of the Navy?
They can sail seven seas.
I always thought it was weird in the DuckTales they go semen duck when they were talking about Donald Duck, like his.
I know.
Yeah.
The guy who says kablooey.
Yeah.
Well, because he is.
He'd go semen duck, and it's like that's a little.
He is from
on.
The Navy. No luck.
I knew a teacher.
What's
named
that now?
Donald Duck.
He's wearing a sailor outfit. He's from the Navy.
You know, I knew a teacher named.
Which is happening?
I love the confusion that Aaron
has. That's a joke, son.
That you're fucking with him.
When I knew a teacher, a substitute teacher named. Miss Seaman, but she would say, no, it's Seaman, but it was spelled Seaman.
Like the South Park thing?
Chokes on dick?
No, Seaman, remember?
He's talking about the character in the, like, their fake Justice League, but it's
yeah.
all the religious characters, and
there's
like, the one named Seaman.
No, I don't remember
Aquaman,
that.
And they'd always call him Seaman, and
wow.
his sidekick Swallows.
Oh, wow.
I hope it gets a little, like, 1 degree hotter.
Next time.
Okay.
This room is hot now.
So anyways, this has been the Podsecure Gentlecast, and as always, hey Jim, that is a bad outfit! Woo!
I don't know what that means.
That's from Super.